after its last installment, Fast X or Fast and Furious 10, is now in theaters. Opening on May 19th, the movie has been planned since 2014, set to be the finale of the Fast and Furious film franchise. The film is the first part of the finale, with the sequel and final film of the series set to come out in 2025. Directed by Louis Leterrier, Vin Diesel reprises his role as Dominic Toretto and was faced with his family and friends who could be their most lethal opponent, Dante Reyes, who is played by Jason Momoa. Junior Caitlin Carr-Smith has been a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise since she was young and was excited for this release.
I started watching it because my dad kind of watched them occasionally. And one night, my siblings and I were hanging out with him, and he showed us Fast Five, which is the fifth one in the franchise. And we thought it was really fun. And then that same year, Furious 7 came out. So we went to the theater to see that with him. And slowly I just started watching all of them. And I just kind of became obsessed with it.
Weinberg Sr., Spencer Page, originally was a fan of the series because of his love for cars as a child.
So like as a kid that was into cars, I just thought it was the coolest thing because I felt like they were kind of like the coolest car movies that weren't really about like, they weren't like, you know, like NASCAR documentaries or whatever. So I liked that a lot. There's just like a lot of fond memories there for me.
Both Carr-Smith and Page believe that the action stunts have become more outrageous as the films progressed. For Page, this was something that led him to stop watching the films, while it is something that makes Carr-Smith enjoy them further.
I feel like it eventually just got like kind of outrageous and kind of stupid, and definitely away from like what I had come to expect from the series as a kid. Like when they're stealing nuclear submarines or doing these crazy chases, dropping cars out of airplanes, I just kind of checked out. So it wasn't really for me. So like, you know, the first four movies I'm there, but anything after that, I'm kind of half and half on.
I also just enjoy watching it because it's so ridiculous. And in every movie, there's something new and stupid, but fun that's happening. So I was definitely expecting something that I was expecting some kind of stunt or action sequence that I hadn't seen before. And up to this point, they'd done like everything. Like they fought a submarine, they went to space, like they've done everything. So I was expecting them to do something new. And I mean, they were going to have all the classic tropes, of course, like them talking about family a lot and, you know, scenes that are defying the laws of physics. So those were kind of the things I was expecting.
That me and my friend wanted to go laugh at a movie we expected to be bad. And so we went and saw it on opening day. It's an action movie as ridiculous as possible is kind of what I expected. So expectations were relatively low going in.
Both were pleasantly surprised with this installment, however.
I absolutely loved it. Like, I think what's so great is the writers and the team have started to become self-aware of what these movies have become. And there's a scene in this most recent movie, Fast X, where one of the government officials mentions, like, these guys are all criminals. They've been going since 2001. They've graduated from street racing to hijacking submarines, and they always have, like, barbecues. And the fact that one of the characters is acknowledging like how stupid and insane this franchise is makes it even more enjoyable. There's a great action sequence in this new one where a bomb is rolling through the streets of Rome. And we hadn't seen that before. So that was cool that they, you know, they're one-upping themselves every time. They continue to do new stuff. And there are a lot of mentions of family and just dialogue that is so cheesy, but is really on brand. So I loved it. I had a great time.
I was actually like pleasantly surprised. It was nowhere near as crazy in terms of the action and stuff as I expected it to be. It wasn't anything like super, super ridiculous. There were definitely some scenes where I was like, come on, dude, like what's going on here? But overall, I was pretty pleasantly surprised with it. I feel like my money was well spent for sure.
These movies make billions of dollars for a reason. I think this weekend alone, it's already made almost $400 million in like 3 days. And there's a reason. People love it. They love its stupidity. They love the heart of it.
And Carr-Smith is not wrong. The film is the eighth most expensive film ever made, with a production budget of $340 million. In its opening weekend, however, it has grossed $318 million so far, becoming the seventh highest grossing film of 2023.
And I think another thing that people often overlook is how diverse the franchise is. The focus is Dominic Toretto, who is, I believe, a Latinx working class person. And I don't think we see many movies with that much diversity. I mean, we have various ethnicities as well. We have people from Brazil, Japan, Dominican Republic. I mean, there are a lot of representations that go into it. Everyone has the capability in these movies of driving a car and blowing stuff up. And I think that's what we all deserve to watch.
The films also center around the theme of family, with Dominic and his team becoming a family of their own.
It's gotten to the point where it's like a joke on the internet. It is at the heart of the movies, as silly and overblown as it is. I mean, if you get to the heart of the movie, it's talking about the people that you love, and that's not a bad message, even if it is surrounded by explosions and car chases that technically don't make sense.
Although some might find the Fast and Furious movies to be silly, Carr Smith explains why the films still hold their appeal.
And I'm an RTVF major right now, and I mean, I think a lot of RTVF majors are really focused on these like very artsy films, but I don't think there's anything wrong with sitting down to enjoy a movie that's just pure fun, where you can turn your brain off for like 2 hours and just enjoy seeing some action.
For WNUR News, this was Maria Camaño.